This is Journey Free Podcast, a sacred space with Unique Hershey, a multidimensional one who loves to meet life experiences and conversation. She inspires others to embrace their differences and encourages them to love themselves for the uniqueness that they are. Listen for candid conversations on lifestyle, spirituality, wellness, sexuality, and inspiration. All are welcome to converse, engage, and share. So come catch this vibe because it's a blessing. Hey Journeys, where y'all been? It's Unique and I'm back with another episode. I just wanted to say a happy days to each and every one of y'all who are listening to the sound of my voice. I know it has been a little minute since the last time that we have came on, had a little chat or whatever, and I just wanted to take this time to reach out to my girls, to my homeboys, to my rollies, to my riders, and get this episode out for y'all. I hope that y'all are living in your vitality, your fruitfulness, your wealth, and your abundance. I hope that this week has been one that has been so filling for you. I know it has been for me. Let's go ahead and get into this episode. On the last episode, we spoke about when you've neglected to honor yourself. And I think that this is a good follow-up to that conversation because we have been in a space of a quiet season. When I'm not on this podcast, when I'm not on my social media or my YouTube channel, when I'm not texting you back or picking up the phone for a chat, just know that I am in my quiet season. I know that a lot of us can relate to being in a quiet season. And for me, this is something that I'm embarking on that is very new. I'm not really used to being in a quiet season just because my makeup isn't really wired to not have a lot to say because I like to talk. But I had to really assess, like, why is it that I want to be talking all the time? I think it's because of, we always take it back to childhood, right? From where we are in our journey, we're not afraid to do the work around healing the inner child, healing the shadows. And I think the reason why I like to talk so much is because I felt like people would always tell me to be quiet when I was younger, when I would ask questions, be inquisitive about certain things, wonder why. And they would also tell me to be quiet because my voice carried. I had a very squeaky tone. I had this very like high-pitched voice that really would spread throughout any room that I was in. So if I was there, you knew I was there. And I think that a lot of times my presence being known was intimidating for a lot of people. Like, they did not like me to speak up, speak out, say what it is that I had to say because it would challenge that which it was that they believed, that which it was that they thought. And I would just say it like it is. And I know that over the course of me growing up and being shut down from speaking very advocately for myself and my values, the things that I believed in, stuff that I believed wasn't right, over time I've kind of like rid myself of that part of myself. And in recent events, I found that what I have become through my experiences is somebody who sugarcoats a lot, somebody who beats around the bush, somebody who isn't black and white. I kind of speak in gray areas and things like that. I also withhold like a lot of information. I withhold a lot of my thoughts and my feelings, or if something's bothering me, I usually just keep it to myself because I fear that which I felt as a child, being told to shut up, you don't matter, we don't want to hear what it is that you have to say. As I'm finding my voice, I'm also finding my silence. And I want to bring us to a scripture because Spirit was just really yielding me to look up scriptures around silence and being quiet. And one of the most notable ones is, there is a time to keep silent and a time to speak. Isn't that so good? It comes from Ecclesiastes 3 and 7. Being quiet can be a struggle, but it can also be a good virtue to have. The Bible commends those who are able to keep the peace and listen. However, it discourages being quiet due to timidness. Through God's words, we can be empowered to speak out, for it can lead to great things. Through these Bible verses, we can find a balance and learn the importance of being quiet to seek God and grow in wisdom. I'm actually pulling this from the Bible Study Tools staff. It's on a website called BibleStudyTools.com, and you can just look up Bible verses about being quiet to find this article. If y'all want to research silence, quiet, all that further, like what does the word say about that, y'all can refer to Proverbs 17, 27 through 28. Ecclesiastes 3 and 7, 2 Corinthians 10, 1 through 2, Mark 16, 15, 1 Timothy 1 and 7, James 1 and 19, 1 Peter 3, 15 through 16, 2 Timothy 3, 16. Okay, I hope that those words bless you. I hope that those words fill you. I hope it helps y'all gain a greater understanding around the quiet season. So that's actually the season where I'm coming out of in my own experience. I haven't posted a podcast since last month. I have been in this quiet space where I wasn't talking. I really was practicing what it was that I put out in the last episode around when you've neglected to honor yourself. So in this space that I've been in for the last few weeks is finding the ways that I can honor myself personally, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, all of the above. In this time, I have had so much to challenge me, to come up for me. My ego has been tested in ways in which I have wanted to say a lot about a lot, but I refrain from doing so because I really wanted to sit in the experience. I really wanted to feel through everything. And I also wanted to be able to hear attentively without listening to speak. A lot of times we be in conversation with people, y'all, and we literally just wait for the moment that we can say what it is that we want to say. A lot of us don't attentively listen in communication, and communication has been big in my quiet season. I feel like they go hand in hand, your quiet season and communicating. Know that the things that you say is a way of communicating. The things that you don't say is a way of communicating. The things that you don't use your words for, but you use actions, whether it be body language, subtweeting, facial expressions, all those things are communicating. So I've had to work on my face. I have had to work through the things that I post on my social media. I have also had to work on really listening to people when they're communicating with me around how it is that they feel, what their thoughts are, what their opinions are, and not trying to simultaneously think of what it is that I'm going to say next, but really be in conversation. The same way that we apply this with people in our world, that's how we have to be with God. In our quiet season, even though we're not talking, we are communicating with God. Because I find that God is able to reach us more clearly through the stillness, through meditation, through like really sitting with Him, sitting with His Word. There is so much information, revelation that can be brought to you through being in a quiet season. What your quiet season looks like, it will vary from person to person, right? Your quiet season could be turning your phone off for a few days. Your quiet season could be not getting on social media and having a social media fast. Your quiet season could be not answering the phone. It could be actively listening before you speak. I've also found that a quiet season could be kind of infiltrated onto your life. Oftentimes in our ego moments, we want to control when people get back to us, control when people respond to something that it is that we say. A lot of us want people to be on our timeline of what it is that we want to try to control the narrative. In this quiet season, I have had to challenge myself to really be able to embrace not having what it is that I wanted, because it allowed me to be able to really tap into what it is that I truly needed in this season of my life. It was able to help me really learn the lessons that I had been ignoring or chose not to see or chose to look over. And God will reveal so much to you when you really just take a moment to be quiet. I was reading this blog and it was talking about how to embrace your quiet season. It was written by Mutsa. If you want to engage with their things a little further, you can find them on social media at Girl Got Faith. Something that stuck out to me was there is a reason for the season. When there's that moment where your ego is not winning, when your ego feels defeated, your spirit is rising up and you're in this tug of war, it can be exhausting. It can be frustrating. You can have all these emotions of feeling mad, mental turmoil, going through the thoughts in your head around like, what does things mean? And trying to really make sense of it all in a space where it's like, nothing's really moving. Nothing's really shaking from your perspective. But even though you don't see things moving and shaking from your perspective in your quiet season, know that God is always working on your behalf. Spirit is always working on your behalf. Just because you cannot see it doesn't mean that it's not happening. So when you go and say, I want to clear up some areas of my life that no longer serve me, and then you realize that you don't hear from people, you realize that you may lose your job, you may lose a following, you may lose a family member, you may lose a friend, whatever that looks like, that's what you wanted, that's what you asked for. And I have a podcast around when we get the things that we want and we still be mad. It's like we can be so hung up on holding on to our old ways that we constantly replay things from the past to try to hold on to those memories. And the memories don't even fit the new person that you are. And we are coming up on the spring solstice. I know we just passed through a calendar new year. I posted my 2024 goals, but for me, where I'm at right now, I'm in this hibernation, this hermit type energy, right? From this space, I'm able to really be in the shadows of myself. I'm really able to tap into my own self-awareness. I have been challenged to not focus on the external, ridding myself of being concerned about what other people are doing with their time, what other people are doing for their days, not scrolling too much, choosing to feed my spirit with that which serves me. As soon as I wake up, being in meditation, being in prayer. The quiet season is God's opportunity to test your faith. The quiet season is God's opportunity to see how it is that you're going to really act when things are not moving for you, supposedly, quote unquote. There will be a time where you're going to be able to get back out there. There will be a time when you're going to be able to speak up again. But for me, like coming out of timidness, I had to gain a certain level of self-confidence. And so I had to find the ways in which I could, going back to that other podcast, honor myself. I had to find ways that I could love on me. I had to find ways that I could take care of me. My therapist challenged me to think about the ways in which I could take care of myself, right? When we in relationships, we can get real caught up around maintaining friends, maintaining a love, showing up for people, being there for everybody, that we neglect our own needs. And my quiet season has really helped me to be able to assess what it is that I really, really need. It has helped me to be able to read voices and opinions of others that I allow to infiltrate my mind. It allowed me to really put my own inner critic in a corner and say, you're in timeout. And from here, if you keep at it, I'm evicting you. No more living in my head rent-free. Because a lot of the things that we perceive about other people that's like wrong with them is because we took time to get to know them. We took time to assess them. We took time to make inferences and build a story and build a narrative around the actions that they showed us. But when it comes to us being by ourselves and sitting with ourselves, it's hard for us to be able to call ourselves out on our own mess. Your quiet season will help you do that. Your quiet season will help you really research who it is that you are. Your quiet season will bring you self-awareness. So much can come from it. However, that's not what we're looking to. Truly being in your quiet season is not trying to figure out the outcome. I can only tell y'all the outcome because I'm on the other side of what's been revealed. But when you're in the thick of it, a lot of times it won't make sense. A lot of times the math won't math. A lot of times there's going to be tears. Your heart may be broken, but it is important for us to really be able to treat ourselves in the same way that it is that we are treating others, whether for the good or for the bad. Always remembering that what you see in other people is only through the lens of your experiences and how it is that you grew up. Being on a spiritual path, going through a spiritual awakening, it will require you to unlearn that which you have been taught. It will require you to relearn. It will require your self-awareness. It's going to require more of you. However, if you keep pouring into everyone else, right? Depleting yourself, not taking time to sit with you and be with you. The moment that it's quiet, nothing's happening, nothing's going on, reaching for the remote, reaching for the phone, being so tethered to your electronics, finding ways of escapism through your electronics, your social media, your vices, whatever that looks like. Y'all know what it is because it came to mind as soon as I said it. Escaping through these things is escaping from being able to really see who it is that you are. In your quiet season, do not stress yourself out wanting things to happen on your timeline, wanting to control the narrative, wanting to control other people, other situations. That's not what it's for. It's for you to really test your faith. It's for you to really challenge those parts. It's really for you to get up with that voice inside of your head that has been antagonizing you. Your quiet season is really to reestablish yourself with the value of who it is that you are. Because when you're talking so much, when you're responding so much, when you're not actively listening to your higher knowing, your intuition, God, spirit, it's not serving your growth process. A lot of our downloads and messages come to us through our dreams and in our sleep state. That's a time where we're really quiet. You know, we go through the different stages of sleep. And so in the different stages of sleep, we can go into different planes in the different stages of sleep. And so that's when God is really able to speak to you and through you, through your dream state. So make sure y'all paying attention to y'all dreams too. That was a little sidebar that I thought you should know, okay? Yeah, I be chatting. At times, I can be a know-it-all. At times, I could be a very arrogant, egotistical person. And the quiet season has really helped me to be able to free myself from some of those ways that are no longer serving me. It's also been able to help me release that which no longer serves me. That has looked like a variety of different things that I don't want to really unpack today. However, I do want y'all to know, like, all in all, when I'm not on this space, know that I am gathering evidence. I'm collecting experiences to be able to share my story, to be able to share what it is that I have been processing in this thing that we call life. I hope that in between the last episode and you listening to this one, y'all have really been able to be in a space of stillness. You have really been able to be in a space of honoring and catering to yourself. I pray that for each and every one of y'all, because you really, really deserve it. Do not be scared of you, okay? You are strong. You are mighty. You are beautiful. You are important. Do not fear sitting with you. Even if nothing is revealed, cherish the time that you have with yourself, because it's so, so special and you don't get it back, right? Keep yourself as your top priority moving forward, no matter what, knowing that even when things don't seem like they're happening, things are still coming together for your good. You might not have got the answer that you wanted. You probably didn't get the response. That recruiter probably didn't reach back out to you. You might have been in this limbo phase of not knowing where you and somebody stand because they also been quiet. But that's okay. You keep doing your work. You keep going through your process, your awakening. Things will unfold as they should. Believe in the things that you cannot see. In that, you will really be able to have, like, strong faith. Let the anxiety go. Let the stress go. Let worrying about tomorrow go. Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Ashe. Can I pray with you? Spirit, this is a prayer for the person on the other side, listening to this podcast, listening to this word. Please be with them. Please feel them. Please hold them in their quiet season. Help them to be able to be in joy with themselves. Help them to be able to love, be in love with themselves. Help them to care for themselves. Help them to see that which they cannot see through faith. give them comfort in knowing that they are supported, that their path is divinely guided, that they are enough. Strengthen them in the times where they feel like giving up. Give them the perseverance. Give them the tenacity. Give them the wherewithal to believe in themselves. Rid them of any guilt, any shame, any ill feelings that they have around putting themselves first. Keep reminding them that today is what they have, and tomorrow will take care of itself. Any troubles that may come up, may they not last always. Weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That is your word. That is what you said. And that is your promise. And these things we solidify as so, and it is done. Thank y'all so much for taking the time to listen to another episode of Journey Free Podcast, where life experiences meet conversation. If y'all want to continue the conversation further, you can reach out to us on social media at Journey Free Podcast. There you can send us a DM, leave us a comment. On our social media, let us know how this episode resonated with you. Let us know how this episode filled you. Tell us a little more about your quiet season. Keep in mind, we also have a landing page where y'all can see all of our streaming platforms from Apple Podcasts, Google, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and so many more. There's also a button where you can click to support this podcast with a monthly contribution. You can give as little as $1 a month to help this show to sustain future episodes. We also have other tiers available as well. And we really want to say thank you to all of our monthly supporters who have been giving to this show on a consistent monthly basis. We really, really appreciate you. Y'all can also send us voice messages. That's really cool as well. You just click on the send voice message tab, and from there, it will give you a space to be able to share your voice messages. So if y'all want to chat with us and let us hear your voices, go ahead and make sure that y'all submit it. And maybe, just maybe, you can hear your voice on the podcast. If you want to connect with me personally outside of this space, you can find me on social media at Unique Tershay. I do have a YouTube channel where I post lifestyle content about my life experiences from a visual perspective. I also have a spirituality channel called The Unique Journey, where I do oracle readings, intuitive downloads, prophetic words, and really just share my journey through astrology, oracles, laws of the universe, you know, the whole nine, okay? So if y'all into stuff like that, come over to the YouTube at The Unique Journey, okay? All right, y'all, thank you so much for tapping into this message. Thank you so much for tapping into this word. I really do appreciate y'all each time that y'all let me know that the podcast really resonated with your spirit. It really makes me feel amazing. And I come back to these episodes myself and listen to them and see what it is that was said, because y'all, honestly, I do not have any notes. I'll have like a topic idea or a theme as to which it is that I want to address, but I don't make notes or outlines or anything like that. So most of these I'm just downloading through spirit speaking through me to you. And so with that being said, I hope that y'all know that it's not just me talking to y'all, it's me talking to us, okay? I'm wishing y'all a happy, healthy, safe, and vibrant week ahead. I'm hoping that y'all are living in your fruitfulness, your vitality, your health, your wealth, and your abundance, baby. That all that it is that you wish for yourself is on its way to you tenfold and 100 more, Okay, yes, you have now been tuned in to Journey Free Podcast, where life experiences meets conversation. I am your host, Unique Terche, and I have blessed y'all with another episode. And until next time, y'all be blessed.